Synesthesia is a neurological phenomenon. For instance, if you hear music and see color, that's synesthesia. Tasting something and seeing a shape, or feeling an object and hearing sound, are other examples. For each person, the combinations might differ. James Wannerton has lexical gustatory synesthesia, which means he tastes sound. And he's undertaken a rather unusual project. Producer Heather McElhattan met up with him to get his story.
Because it's like an eyedropper of taste, but it varies. Each of these drops vary in intensity. Some are strong, some are very weak. And what they're like is they're like having a fluorescent light turned on. Turns on, it flashes, and then it just fades away when you turn it off. That's what happens with these tastes. They sort of flash, fade, flash, fade.
James has been tasting his world since he was a little boy.
When I used to go to school on the tube, which I used to travel to school every day with my mother. And we used to pass through these various tubes, stops, stations, and I would get an involuntary taste in my mouth. At the time, being a child, I just assumed that it was normal. Everybody did it.
In an effort to explain his synesthesia to outsiders, James has mapped out the entire London Underground tube and listed every station in it and how it tastes to him when he rides by. The central line has flavors like burnt bacon rind and Ritz cracker and chocolate, mince pies, Marmite, burnt potato, hairspray, oxtail soup, malted milk biscuits, and tinned tomatoes.
Bear in mind, I'm getting these tastes all the time, 24 hours a day, because I dream them as well. Every person comes with a taste, every sound, every colour I've got. I surround myself in blue because I quite like the taste of blue. It tastes like a dark blue ink.
James told me that my name, Heather, tastes like warm bread dough and peaches. Benedict Cumberbatch tastes like tin carrots and candy cigarettes. Even his dogs and how they bark have flavors.
Because I've got a brown Labrador, that's Prudence. Her bark tastes like sort of custard. Harvey's bark, who's yellow, tastes like chocolate. So there's a sort of a mix-up there, and it's a really weird mix. But they've got barks that have got distinct tastes and textures. And also their names have as well. That's why I chose them. I couldn't have a horrible tasting name.
As strange as it sounds, synesthesia is not all that uncommon. According to Harvard Medical School, an estimated 1% of people have some form of synesthesia, which runs in families and appears more often in women. There are lots of variants of the condition, like crossing musical notes with colors or colors with numbers. And James says that many people might have synesthesia and not even know it.
The general theory is that we're all born as synesthetes because as babies, our brains are a mishmash of connections. Everything's connected together, including the senses. As the brain develops, there's supposed to be a pruning gene in there that goes through snipping all these extra connections. And in some people, this pruning gene is defective, for want of a better word, and these connections aren't severed, and that's where you get the joins.
Even though James's world is incomprehensible to a lot of us, and he admits it can drive him to intense distraction, he says he wouldn't change it for anything.
Somebody approached me there, some neurologist, and said that he could actually turn this off for 20 minutes. But the thought of that was, I just couldn't imagine what it would be like. It just felt so... The feeling of not having taste was so weird.
James Wannerton's taste tube map gives you a clear window into another man's world and how it tastes. It's a standing reminder that we all see this world a little bit differently.
Heather McElhattan is the host of American Public Media's A Beautiful World. Now, you can check out James Wannerton's map of the London Underground with stations and their corresponding flavors at our website, splendidtable.org.